Police in Ecuador in South America have arrested 13 people after an armed gang stormed a television station, interrupting a live broadcast. The unprecedented assault on the TV station came hours after a series of other attacks and abductions of police officers. This is the sound of the attack as it was broadcast live. At least 10 people have been killed since a 60-day state of emergency began after two gang leaders escaped from prison in the South American country on Monday. For more, let's talk to Ecuador-based journalist Stefan Kufner, who's in Quito. Stefan, thank you for talking to us today. First of all, the background to all of this, it began with the escape of these prisoners.
Yes, it did, especially with the discovery of the disappearance of a major drug dealer known as Fito. His full name, his proper name is Adolfo Macias. His absence from his jail cell was discovered in Guayaquil on Sunday, and that was a major embarrassment for the new government. So things have escalated since then.
So bring us up then to this appearance during a live broadcast of these of it seems some gang members in a television studio. What was going on there?
Well, from what I spoke to a former defense minister, he said these are probably some very low-level members of one of Ecuador's crime gang. Police have mentioned the name of one of these gangs, Los Tiguerones, in this case, and they attacked the studio to be able to broadcast their message, which is part of the messaging that drug gangs have been trying to spread through social networks since over the past 2 days to warn the government to back off. And the special forces were able to enter the studio and get these young men to surrender, who are the 13 whom you mentioned who've been arrested.
So is the state now, in a sense, in a struggle for survival against these gangs?
Absolutely. We've seen this grow in the last handful of years as the number of murders has skyrocketed. I mean, Ecuador is now one of Latin America's most violent nations. In Latin America, of course, is the world's most violent region per se. And we have clear signs of the infiltration of drug gangs, not just in the streets through the number of homicides, but also in politics and even in the judiciary. There was a major bust last month where senior members of the judiciary were arrested for having colluded with drug gangs.
President Noboa has called for these gangs to be neutralized, but does he have the capacity to achieve that?
Well, yes and no. This will hinge on the capacity of the intelligence gathering at the police and at the military level. The former defense minister I spoke to mentioned that they do have proper kit, but it's not clear how strong a political backing they might have. I mean, this practical declaration of an internal war that Noboa did yesterday might enable them to go into high-risk areas where the violence is concentrated to try to mop it up, but it's a very complicated type of situation, as the military and police don't have a clear enemy that who could be identified and, as you said, neutralized.
All right. Well, thank you for explaining it to us, Stefan Kufner in Quito, in Ecuador.